Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 16th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 2¾ cents, 541½, March wheat up 7 cents, 643¾, and March beans up 10½ cents at 1382½. Corn finished up a good dime off the highs, wheat 13 off the highs, beans about 12 off the highs. So it wasn't quite as strong as we saw in the middle of the night. The Australians came out with their wheat crop estimate at 33.34. That's a new record. It beats the old record at 31.8. So, you know, we've got some wheat to sell around the world out here. We've got the Ag Forum on Thursday and Friday. They're looking for big corn acres, 92 to 95. Frankly, I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be toward the higher number. I think we're going to see big acres planted around this country. We'll get the March 31st intentions report. I can't think it won't be anything but bearish. You've got spring averaging prices on corn and beans so far above last year that guys are just going to plant fence post to fence post and, you know, maybe ditch to ditch out here. This afternoon, we'll get the NOPA number. 183 is what they're looking for. That'll be a strong number. The bean bulls continue to believe that we're pipeline levels. We can't have any glitches anywhere. I believe the Brazilian crop is getting bigger and they're starting to get some harvest work done. But until we actually see China take some big quantities of Brazilian beans, I think there'll be a little bit of an impetus for them to still come into U.S. beans. Now, we've got the Chinese holiday this week, so we don't expect to see any purchases. But we had no exports at all today. You know, I think ultimately we'll get through this. You know, I think the Brazilians will start getting their beans in the next 10 days to 2 weeks. And I really think that puts the clamp on, you know, old crop prices out here for a time being. But between now and the next 10 days, can prices continue to rally? I suppose they can, as long as bean oil prices stay high. That's what's been leading it up here. We got the winter kill, obviously, around much of the country. A lot of places have never seen temperatures this low. Texas, zero. I mean, it's unheard of. So is there winter kill in states like Kansas, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, Oklahoma? There may well be some damage out here. Now, snow cover is going to protect a lot of it, but there could be some damage. But, you know, I don't know how many times I've seen a wheat plant be counted as dead between January 1st and April 1st for one reason or another, only to come back with big yields. So, you know, maybe this is going to be different, but that's the strength behind the wheat. But yet we can't make new highs out here. So I'm a little bit skeptical. Contract high in March wheat. Let's give that to you real quick. $6.93, so we're 50 cents away from that, despite all the winter kill. That's really about it. We got the metal sharply lower. Gold's down 30 bucks an ounce. Silver's up 33 an ounce. Crude oil's up 44. Bitcoin's up 1,200. It's been over 50,000 a coin. It got up to $51,065 a coin. It's backed off since then, but still monster prices for, I have no idea why. At any rate, that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.